rising out and away from murky underworld dealings and inflow of illegal mafia money, corporates entering the business of financing films is the talk of the day. Till very recently, the closest that the corporate world chose to get to Bollywood was advertising through the popular appeal of its stars. Reaching out to finance film projects looked at as successful of mafia and extortion related crimes was certainly a big no-no. But perceptions changed. Lagaan earned national glory, almost bringing home an Oscar. And other hits like Gadar and Dil Chahta Hai created the feeling that this was no longer that bad a place to make a foray into corporate investment.
Government has declared our industry as it has given an industry level. Definitely whatever the industry gets, all the benefits. So we would request all the corporates, those who are interested to be in our industry, to give all those benefits, what they give it to the industry. Which will definitely affect this, producers will not go for the easy money, which they get it from the other sources. So there will be definitely a transparency, a clean transaction, and then we can definitely have a good film and we can sleep in a peace.
The entry of corporates means a promise of flow of clean money into the film industry. Under existing financing practices, the producer brings in 25% of the cost and the rest comes from private financiers and distributors. Now things open out much more to banks and corporate entities.
You are going to get funding either from venture capital or from public or from direct investors. You getting new funds inside, which was not available to you earlier. So if you have more funds available, definitely you'll have to have proper accounting. You'll have to have proper systems. There's the reason people are putting in money here. So if you have more money, I'm sure you'll make products. Okay, you definitely try to make a good product. Nobody would guarantee, look, your movie is going to be a success or failure. But you'll keep on making movies. And on an average, if you keep on making more movies, I'm sure you're born to be successful sometime or the other.
Going by the ever-rising popularity of Indian cinema amongst the masses, investing in films clearly holds out the promise of guaranteed success and climbing profit margins. Already there are a number of corporate houses who have entered film production or are in the process of doing so.
Rahul, ye pyar kaise hota hai?
Pyar to bas ho jata hai. Kaise? Na tum jaano. Na.
Retail stores like Pantaloon, for example, recently released its first film, Na Tum Jaano Na Hum, on a $2 million budget.
I'm Rahul Bora.
And Rahul many Sharma. More corporates have shown signs of following suit. Tata Infomedia of the House of Tata, Metalite Productions, a range of distribution and exhibition companies like Shringar Films and AdLab. The list goes on. Figures say corporate funds will contribute as much as $60 million to about 50 films this year.
Worldwide, companies are involved in film production. You look at the United States, you look at the United Kingdom, Australia, etc. Most of the Hollywood studios are also owned by corporate bodies. So I think it's a natural development and it's a very positive development.
In terms of volume, India produces the largest number of movies in the world, averaging some 800 annually. And looking at the popularity of cinema in the country, there's definitely room for much more. The issue of the huge finances involved in each release came to the fore with reports of underworld involvement and black money. Institutional financing alone can help clean up the world's largest film industries.